Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. First off, I want to shout out my homie Q the Question, you know, for chopping it up last week with me on the topic of, you know, females and rap. We actually have to continue the episode. I got some of the files got suspect at the end, but yeah, you get it, because a lot of people complain how it just abruptly ended. But shout out to the homie Q. Q was official. I hung out with Q. He's from Philly. You know, I remember when, cool story. You actually, you know, go ask him. I bought him out one night. Young and May had a walkthrough. Yeah, he came through. I called him up. So he met Young and May that night, hung out, and, you know, got to see what it was. But yeah, shout out to Q. I'm excited. I'm very excited. I feel good. Let me tell y'all something. I saw that Color Purple trailer. My nigga, that shit look fire. Oh, that shit look fire. I might have to go see that movie about 4 or 5 times. And the dope part I like about the new movie, of course, I got my girl Fantasia, who would smoke somebody in the verses. I'm not going to say who, because I like her too. But it's a new take on it, which I like. They didn't try to, you know, do over the exact movie from before, because that movie is untouchable, stands by itself, an amazing film. But this new one, it's looking like a classic. We ain't have black classics in a minute, man. The last black classic that we had was Paid in Full. Somebody out there in television land, radio land, podcast land, YouTube land, Instagram land, Twitter land, the whole social media landscape, tell me I'm wrong. The last black classic we had was Paid in Full. I got time to argue. I got time. But nah, that's, that Color Purple, man. I'm gonna really have to go see that movie a couple times, because, you know, the original's a masterpiece. Whoopi Goldberg made that film what it was, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? They, to me, the casting always plays a part. You know, they casted that movie excellent. That movie was so dope, I hated Danny Glover for a while because of his character. He treated me silly. You know what I mean? But yeah, that new trailer, I didn't watch that trailer mad times, man. Damn, I can't wait for that movie. But I'm also inspired because I've been saying it for a while, I have to get behind that camera. I haven't had an acting gig in so long. You know, I don't know if I told y'all this, but I had got, you know, my agency had called me to do Power, some background work for a while, a couple times, and I was unable to take it, man. Pause. That sounded crazy. Speaking of pause, I hope y'all listening to Cam and Mace's show. It is what it is, sports show. Fucking amazing. Those two, man, I think I said it on another episode, man. I'm glad those two are back together, and I think they robbed us. Pause. Back together, yeah. They robbed us. 20 years they beefing, could have been giving us great content, and just to see them on that platform, the laughs are genuine. They just bounce off each other. Pause. That was wild. And Stat Baby to balance everything. I mean, I love the show. It's one of the shows that, like, I'm really into. I engage. Cam and Mace, man, shout out to them. I'm really, like, I look forward to a new episode every week. And salute to LeBron James, 38-year-old LeBron James. You know, he's been bumped from the playoffs. And this world that we live in is just amazing, man. I salute LeBron James. I'm a LeBron defender. You can't talk crazy about LeBron next to me. I'll go upside your head, boy. Salute to them. I want Miami to win the title. I'm surprised I'm even saying this. Oh, I'm rooting for Jimmy Butler, man. Please get the Celtics out of here. It's going to game 7. I'm a Boston hater from way back. I'm a Miami Heat hater from way back. I hated the Heat. I told you, it was the point where when LeBron went to the Heat, first time in my life I hated LeBron James because he was a Heat. It started with me hating Pat Riley. He left the Knicks and went to the Heat. I hated him. I said, nah, you can't do this, brother. PJ Brown for flipping Charlie Ward. I said, oh, the Heat? I would never like this team. Years later, LeBron James went to that team. I said, oh, I hate this. And LeBron is my guy. But I've always been a Laker fan. You know, Knicks, I always believed that you had to root where you was from. You know, that's why I repped the Knicks. my pops used to, you know, Magic Johnson was his guy. So I used to really pay attention to L.A. L.A. was always been my team. I can prove that. But I had to officially walk out of the Knicks organization because of the disrespect they displayed upon Mr. Patrick Ewing. That organization would never be right. They disrespected Charles Oakley. These are pillars of the New York, you know, sports area. And you're the number one sports market in the world. And you can't develop a chip? You can't? Fuck the Knicks. Fuck the Knicks forever. Till you do right by Patrick Ewing. That team is cursed. The owner, he's cursed. He's no George Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner's about chips. He's going to make something happen. Say what you want about Steinbrenner, but he got chips for them Yankees. The Knicks are forever cursed. They're going nowhere. Nobody big is coming to the Knicks. Pause. And if they do, they come at the end of their career on their last legs. Get the Knicks out of here. I'm tired of them. But again, shout out to Jimmy Butler. I'm rooting for y'all. But let's say, worst case scenario, the Celtics do win. I want the Celtics to beat Denver. I don't want that Jokic boy winning a chip. Ooh. Hell no. Hell no. Basketball's a whole different game now. Scottie Pippen is a sucker. I mean, I get it. You know, Michael Jordan's son is piping your queen. You upset, so you want... I get it. But he's still a sucker for that whole, you know, Michael Jordan is a horrible player. This and this. Scottie, just shut the fuck up, Chester Cheetah-looking-ass nigga. I mean, you mad at the Last Dance. Go make your own documentary and prove, you know, prove your points. But you getting on the internet every other day, you know, talking against Michael Jordan and sucker shit. Let's say Michael Jordan did do sucker shit to you. Fine. Get him back. Get a documentary. Go in. Go in. But it is what it is. You can't. Jordan's the GOAT. Plain and simple. He's the GOAT. Say what you want. Again, yo, I need y'all to send me some new music. I want to know what's popping. Shout out to Ryan Smith. He has an album out called Thrillers. It's on Tidal. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. Please look out for that. You know, Ryan Smith produced Doreen's Favorite in its entirety. I owe that man everything. You understand what I'm saying? You show some respect to Ryan Smith. He gave y'all the soundtrack of my life. Y'all go check out his album. Stream it. Run it up. I wish he would have sent me some damn samples I could play it on the show with his permission. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Ryan Smith. Again, please look for his album. His album of instrumentals called Thrillers. I think y'all are really going to enjoy this. It's a dope concept. Please, please, please check it out. This is, you know, my show is usually not that long until, you know, unless I'm really got something to get off my chest. Keep streaming Doreen's Favorite. Keep streaming it. Run it up. Here's a funny story. I don't know if I told y'all this, but I probably did, but I'm going to repeat myself like Dr. Umar. Gifts, donations. No, I had a back and forth with Nori, whatever. Nori said some stuff I didn't like. Anywho, Double XL had posted, you know, what I said, and then my album streams went up. Although I was kind of tight about the situation, I'm like, damn, why y'all ain't just post my album? I know some of y'all writers. Y'all follow me on social media. Just post the album. But I guess it is what it is. I got to take a win somehow, right? But yeah, I just say that to say this. You know, all publicity is good publicity, I guess. But continue to support Doreen's Favorite. Continue to support the podcast. And new artists, get at me. I'm launching something real soon. I'm going to need new music from y'all. Fill up that inbox. Please pause. That sounded crazy. Whoa. But reach out to me. DM me. Y'all know how to reach me. All right? It's a new hype show. Peace. Pause.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.